This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
This is craziness. I like Stephen A. He says good stuff. This is awful. If the Knicks lose, the season is a wash.
They put construction workers to shame. They can't shoot. You got a star in Julius Randle that gets petulant and petty when he's not shooting the ball well, so he does everything else wrong. I consider the Knicks season a wash. It's over. I was planning on finally going to the Garden for the first time this Wednesday. I'm not showing up. I'm not watching this. It's pathetic. I'm really disgusted with them, and at least they had a weekend in South Beach. I guess that's something to brag about. Most of us would have liked that. They had that available to themselves, and they come back to New York with a loss. Maybe they'll win game five. Maybe they won't, but they're not beating the Miami Heat three straight times. They're just not good enough.
So we're going to take what was a really fun season and a really good season, and in my mind, a tremendous success. And because it's going to end poorly, like most seasons do for most teams around most sports, we're going to now say this was a wash of a year.
Yep.
That's a terrible
thing.
Which
is amazing because, I mean, initially his wash of a season was if they lost to Cleveland. And if Donovan Mitchell was the reason why you were knocked out of the
playoffs. So you win that series. Yep. You hammer them
in
that series.
In five games you won that series.
You embarrass them in that series. You win on their home court in that series. And now you're going to lose to a team that I think unexpectedly is better than you. And now it's going to be a fail or a wash of a season.
See, that's the thing, though. But I keep going back to that. I mean, no one gave Miami enough credit. Everyone took what Miami did in the regular season and then watching them trying to make their way into the actual playoffs. Right? They lose their first play-in game. Talked about it yesterday. Didn't have the lead in that second play-in game till what, 2:17 left in the fourth quarter.
Right.
And then they knocked off Milwaukee. And no one wanted to give them any credit for knocking off Milwaukee. And we all went into this. I'm guilty of it. You're guilty of it.
100%.
Thinking, because it was the better of the two options, right? It was the eighth seed.
Mm-hmm.
Not mentioning that this eighth seed was in the Eastern Conference Finals last year, that this is the matchup we wanted because we got home court, right? And it's a matchup that we can win. And then you watch Miami play, and you realize Miami is a better version of what you're trying to be.
That's exactly right. Listen, we misjudged the situation. That's the truth. But, and as true as that is, as bad as this series has been, it's been bad. Like, game one, it was not good. Game two even was not good, and you won that game.
Game three
and four,
was awful.
Three was awful. Four, bad. As true as that is, to now be on the precipice of being bounced, and whether it's today or Friday, the idea is that most people think that they're going to be done and somewhat soon, that this now is a wash of a season or go back to the drawing board and nothing worked. Come on, how can you have that take? Really?
Well, you act like it's a singular person having that take. How many phone calls did we take yesterday?
Well, it's terrible.
Tibbs needs to be fired. Julius needs to be traded. You said yesterday everyone outside of Jalen Brunson's available.
Well, no. There's a difference between wanting to improve and everyone being available and saying that this has been a wash of a season. They've done this once in the last 20 years,
right,
where they've won a playoff series. So they do something they've almost not done in two full decades, and you say this is a wash of a season?
No, if anything, you can feel like it's a missed opportunity. That's how I feel. I mean, that's where my frustration lies. I think everyone on the show watching, I mean, the four of us watching this series say to ourselves, I mean, that just it, Miami's the better team in the series.
That's correct.
But I think, I mean, how many chances do you have where, you know, you're fortunate in the NBA especially to have an 8-1. Now you get the eighth seed, and on top of that, the eighth seed's without Tyler Hero, Victor Oladipo, and oh, by the way, their best player sprains his ankle and misses game two. And you don't have enough to take advantage of that. Like, the path was kind of why it pissed you off about the Rangers. Right? I mean, yeah, Boston's out.
Yeah, but the thing with the Rangers should have been so good.
Right, but it felt like a missed opportunity.
It felt like a missed opportunity. And it still feels like a missed opportunity.
It does. That's why their coach got fired.
And with the Knicks, it feels like a missed opportunity. It feels disappointing. I'm not saying this series hasn't been disappointing.
But it's completely different, though, because the Rangers were in the Eastern Conference Final last year. It's completely different.
Correct. But also, I'm not saying this hasn't been a disappointment. This has been a tremendous... I'm frustrated, annoyed, all those things, right? I feel like some of the guys that I expected to show up have not shown up. All those things are true. It doesn't make this failure of a series make the season a wash.
No, I don't think the season is a wash.
I mean, most people didn't think they were going to be Cleveland.
No, I think there was a lot of people before the season started who were wondering if they'd be in the play-in tournament.
Right. That was a big conversation on this show. They could be a play-in team. No, so they're not a play-in team. So think about what they accomplished now. A lot of people thought they were going to pick up where they left off last year. Then it was going to be, maybe they could be a play-in team. Now they get the 5 seed. Now they beat the 4 seed. So now they get to the, you're one of 8 teams left standing, and we're going to sit here and put a negative spin on what this season has been?
I can't do it.
I'm not going to do that. And you know I'm very realistic and even can be negative at times.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we'll be realistic as we move forward here. Like, what needs to change? What can you do? But, I mean, I think you could be disappointed in the moment. I think you could absolutely, you're well within your right to be disappointed with the effort or lack of effort in Game 3 and what it looked like in Miami.
I think you should be.
But you can't wipe away the entirety of the season and what was accomplished this season.
Seems nuts. Let's go to Chris in Rockaway. Good morning, Chris. You're on 98.7.
Morning. I'm not putting blame on anyone. I think historically Tibbs has always been the kind of coach who he picks his one guy to be his general and he commits. I had a coach in college who used to say, if you're going to bite, sink your teeth in. Tibbs did that with Jimmy Butler in Chicago and Minnesota. It worked. In New York, he picked Julius and that didn't work. So I don't put the blame there. He made his choice. It didn't work out. And I think you have two options now, similar to like the Jets with Joe Douglas. Either you get rid of Tibbs and bring in a coach who's going to readjust the relationship with Randall, or you kind of get rid of Randall and you go for that new star. And it's similar to Joe Douglas. He kind of put all his eggs in the Zach Wilson bucket and then said, this is as far as we can get. We either have to double down and get behind Zach or find something else and readjust the relationship. So I wanted to hear your thoughts on that because I'm not mad. Tibbs is being Tibbs and who he's always been. So I'm not sure why folks are surprised.
Yeah, but Chris, Julius was here before Tibbs got here. And I think Tibbs, I mean, with, you know, watching the summer workouts and the dedication and everything else, decided that, you know, he was all right with having Julius here. But it wasn't like he hand-selected Julius Randle.
No, this is what hand he was dealt.
What I think, but under Tibbs, Julius Randle turned himself into...
He's flourished, yes.
Yeah, I mean, he was an all-star, all-NBA, most improved player. Was it because Tibbs just went out and found him and handpicked him?
There was a time the guy would go to the free throw line and it was MVP, MVP chanted.
They drafted Obi Toppin for a reason.
Yes, because they thought that Randall was not going to be the long-term piece instead of Halliburton. But that's not a conversation that you exactly want to have now. Shooter, Stanford. Is today Voices Day, Shooter?
Good morning, boys. Good morning, company.
Good morning, Shooter.
Hoo-wah. All right. Sorry, I just got to the office. And I'm not out of breath.
Okay. Yet. What do you got
a little
today?
Bit. Not yet.
What do you got today?
All right. In regards to the Knicks. Okay. I think what all those Knicks fans are disappointed about is Julius Randle having such an amazing season. And then in the playoffs, where he's not playing that well, a superstar doesn't disappear from the court. They do the little things to make the rest of the team better.
But he's not a superstar.
They rebound.
Julius Randle's not
a
superstar.
But he's our... I know. I know he's a number three on a good team. I know that. I'm aware. But on our team, he is a superstar.
No, he's not.
And in his mind,
no, he's the best of what you have. On no team is this guy a superstar.
I know, but, you know, even if he's not a superstar, he's a solid player.
Yes.
And when things aren't going his way, he's got to hustle. He's got to box someone out. He's got to block someone. He's got to rebound. He has to do those things, and that's why Stephen A. went nuts. I don't like Stephen A., by the way. He met my brother on the street. My brother went up to him and said, hey, what's up, Stephen A.? You're the man. And he, like, told him to go F himself.
Really? He said that.
Well,
yeah.
Did he ask him, was he normal, or did he ask him, like, a weird voice and not a breath?
And was he out of breath? Was he, like, leering at him?
No. My brother's nothing like me. He went up to him and said, Stephen A., I appreciate you. You're a great radio host. Blah, blah, blah. And he was like, yeah, F off.
Really? No. Oh. We'll have to bring that up next time we see him.
Bring it up with him. But, you know, that's the issue with Julius, right? He can't disappear. You got to at least do the little things. And like you guys said, he's so emotional. His ups and downs, when he's down, he's just way too down. And that's just too bad. Second point about the Knicks is the makeup of the Heat, right? They have the template that the Knicks should be following, right? Speedy shooters, not Fournier, slow shooters. Like, those little things, if they follow this, I think we're going to be okay. And like everyone says, we're missing one piece. Hopefully we get it. Hey, June 1st, Judgment Day. Can't wait.
Can't wait.
Talk to you guys later.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
He's frustrating.
Of course. Everyone's frustrated. I'm sure Julius is frustrated.
I'm sure he is. You want to hear Stephen A. just go right after?
I heard it live, yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah, he wants him traded, the whole thing.
It's bad. Yeah, well, I don't understand why people are so shocked by this, though. This is who he has always been.
But this is what happened. No, this is what happens, though. I mean, you get you're disappointed, so you want to start doling out blame.
You want to hear it again? It's good.
Like, there are plenty of times, though. I mean, you can point, I don't care what the sport is. There's plenty of times in sports in general where the guy who carried you during... Don't forget, you got to get to the playoffs first, right? So there's something to be said about the guy carrying you to the playoffs.
Yep.
Like, Artemi Panarin helped carry you into the playoffs.
And was a witness protection.
Right. I mean, Alex Rodriguez is winning MVPs, not doing anything. Aaron Judge last year carried you into the playoffs.
Was awful in the postseason.
So...
Was absolutely awful.
Is that who Aaron Judge is going to be, or did you just have a bad postseason?
Now you've eaten so much time, we don't have time to play it now.
I didn't really want to hear it.
Well, I think maybe you don't want
people
to.
People want to hear
people
it.
Need to hear okay. It. So we'll hear Stephen A.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere. Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Stephen A. is, this is yesterday, courtesy of ESPN, not a believer in one Julius Randle.
I'm just done. Now, I understand he shows up to work every day, so I give him a lot of love and credit for that. And certainly during the regular season, you can take Julius Randle all day, every day. But come postseason time, you got to find a better option than this brother. He's not going to do it for you. They figure him out. He's very transparent and predictable. I'm just of that mindset that I'm done believing in this dude. That's what I mean when I say I'm done. I'm done believing in him in the postseason. I'm done hoping and praying.
What I don't understand, and I said this years ago, and you yelled at me and people yelled at me, you're never going to win anything with Julius Randle as your first or second best player. So the fact that all of a sudden now everyone is so up in arms that it's not going to work, it's comical to me.
Yeah, but I think there was the hope that he would figure it out in the postseason.
Why would you believe that?
Because it was, I mean, it's part of believing that they can win the series, no? I mean, who else outside of Jalen Brunson? I mean, RJ Barrett, I mean, had a couple games early in the postseason where he struggled, but he's been good for the most part. But, I mean, the other pieces that helped you get to this point haven't been good. IQ now hurt, wasn't good this playoffs. Quentin Grimes hurt and not good. Mitchell Robinson, I mean, I don't know what the hell happened to him.
He's been MIA in this series. He's been. I'll tell you what, he better show up tonight.
Well, you can't be a bully just some of the time.
Especially when you have such holes in your game.
Well, I mean, when you're offensively, you don't contribute.
Offensively, he does nothing. So now, if you don't rebound and play defense, what in fact do you have? Nothing.
No.
Exactly. So show up tonight, please.
They all have to show up tonight.
I need them. I cannot have the Knicks lose tonight and have to do this show tomorrow. Show up and win this game tonight.
Maybe we take tomorrow off. If they lose.
Maybe the producers host the show.
I would love it. We'll call it the producers.
I love it. Like Leo Bloom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Raymond, what do you think? If Knicks lose tonight, now your obligations with MSG would be done. You and RJ host the show.
You want me to host the show miserably on a Thursday.
That's right.
After the Knicks have lost.
Yeah, you have to do the open.
Yeah.
Can't. No. What?
What, no. What do you mean no?
No.
It's your opportunity.
I'll be here. I'll press the buttons for the open. I'll do your role. You'll be here.
Can I have your day's pay? Can I have that?
Yes.
All right.
You can have day pay.
Now we can have a discussion.
So now you're willing to do it.
Now we can have a discussion.
Why are
you most not, people would jump at this opportunity to host a morning drive show for 4 hours.
Not him.
There's no interest.
No. It's amazing.
This is what happens when it's me and Gross and you're not here. This is what they do to me.
They just don't talk at all.
Yeah, now it's like they don't have microphones. Like the microphones just disappeared. And they're in front of computer screens. That's it.
What I don't understand is why Ray doesn't realize the importance and value he has to the show.
Well, what an opportunity this could be. I mean, y'all, you have an unbelievable 4 hours, and then it's like, wow. We never thought he could be an on-air personality,
that's right.
But now we know. He's so good.
So talented.
I think you just vocalized it right there.
No. I'm not saying me. I'm saying management. I think you're great. Otherwise, how many times have I suggested it?
I think it'd be a great
idea.
Every
time they asked me, I said, if me and Dave are off, I think Dave and I should always take the same vacation. We're off.
You guys, should we be in the same place?
No, not the same place. Oh, okay. We could if you want. Aruba. I know you like Aruba.
I do like Aruba.
That to keep the continuity of the show going is that you two guys host.
Or you could do the show from Aruba.
I would do that,
too.
You
know too. What?
We could all do the show from Aruba.
That would be quite the thing. How about this now? NFL announced earlier this morning that the Bengals will pay a visit to Arrowhead Stadium to face the Chiefs on New Year's Eve. The game will be televised by CBS and will take place at 4:25 p.m. That is a huge football game.
It is a tasty, tasty football game.
And that will ring in the new year.
Yep.
How beautiful is that?
It's gorgeous. Gorgeous.
Yeah. I need some leaks.
I had a great New Year's Eve last New Year's Eve.
Remember what we did last New Year's Eve. What'd you do?
Well, we were supposed to initially be in Vermont.
Right. Were you in South Carolina?
No, Vermont. No, we were skiing. Oh, remember? Okay.
Well, you said initially.
Well, because the weather got bad. So we axed. We were supposed to stay there that night. We axed it. And we came back and we celebrated at my buddy Mike's house.
Oh, nice.
And it was fantastic.
Does it ever freak you out? And you probably have this, where you have no idea at all what you did. Like,
always.
If you said to me, I'll give you $100,000, tell me what you did on New Year's Eve last year, I have zero idea.
I'm not even joking to you. I told you this on the other day. I was frightened. When I was asking CJ McCollum the question that I could not come up with Zion's name. I was like, how, this is not difficult.
That's weird.
Really weird. It would not, there was like a disconnect in my mind that would not come out.
That's awkward. 1-800-919-3776. Anthony in Katona. Good morning, Anthony. You're on 98.7.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. First and foremost, I'm a season ticket holder 22 years. And like all these callers calling in, it's kind of like these Johnny Come Lately fans. You know, we did a great job. I wish we could wait until after the series before we start beating everybody down, literally, you know. Julius, just like you, Dave, he's been on my mind at the beginning of the season when he came in with I'm starting my breathing methods, everything like that. He just changes the whole tone of the game as soon as he starts arguing with an official. And I believe that's a detriment to our team. I just don't feel he's a leader, okay? An amazing player throughout the regular season. He did great. The postseason, just like I was just listening now about, you know, Stephen A., he's kind of correct. You know, he's kind of correct about that. But I just wish we don't create the funeral before the series is over. You know, let us go in, like you say, tonight, show up, and, you know, do the right job. Because I think we have a lot of potential. You know, I think superstars are going to want to come to the Knicks right now. You know, we have a little different culture. And that's it. But thanks for taking my call, guys.
Yeah, you're welcome. Calls have been good today.
It's going to take the right kind of superstar, though. Like, I mean, Jimmy Butler is the perfect fit for Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine
if he was still on Philly.
Ooh. That was a mistake.
You think?
Philly. Especially because Embiid loved him. Loved him. And that's the beauty of Jimmy Butler, though. Like, Jimmy Butler's not afraid to tell the best player, Joel Embiid, like, come on.
Did you see what changed the series? I really thought changed the series when P.J. Tucker literally got in the ear of Embiid the other day and said, let's go. Let's go now. Wake up.
That's why those guys are so important, man. I mean, that's why guys like that are so important. And those guys aren't worried about being your best buddy. We talk about this all the time with young athletes, right? Like the Ja Morant thing. Like, you need to have people around you.
Mm-hmm.
That can tell you no, or this is a bad idea, as opposed to a bunch of people that are just happy to be along for the ride and don't want to piss you off because they don't want to be out of the circle. Like, Jimmy Butler's not worried about being a part of your circle. Jim Boylan's worried about
winning.
He wants
winning. To win.
That's it.
That's all he wants to do.
He doesn't. He's not afraid to be a bad guy. He's going to be a good teammate.
Yep.
But he's not afraid to be a bad guy.
It's important. Eitan in Valley Stream. Good morning, Eitan.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
I just wanted to say, basically, Damian Lillard wants out of Portland. Just send him the draft picks. He wants to win. They're rebuilding. Send the draft picks to Portland. Get Dame time in here. Put him with Randall and Brunson, and let's make a run at this. Because what they have now is not going to work.
You think it's enough?
Dave and I would drive to Portland to go pick up Dame Lillard.
You think if you had Lillard, you
or
keep
Damon
Randall?
Stoudemire.
So I have one, honestly, one misstep, and now it's going to haunt me forever. See, this is why you can't mess around on this show. You have one misstep. You want to start playing your missteps?
Go get that Damon Stoudemire. It'll make a difference.
He played at Portland. He was a guard. I had one moment.
His name was Damon. Not Damien.
Great. Now you're on his side. So Damon to Damien. It's not like I said Fred and the guy's name was Damien.
But then you said Stoudemire.
Is there a Fred Stoudemire? Is he available?
What can I do? Honestly, really. Is it 10 o'clock? Is it Rule 76?
Go have some blackberries.
No, you didn't even clean the blackberries.
I did. Oh, so I have to clean them.
That was the deal we made. Right. I bring in the fruits and you will get You will get them ready to eat.
I will wash your berries.
Stop it.
RJ, will you have some blackberries if he cleans them up?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Those are elite blackberries.
We'll see. I'll be the judge.
You're going to eat the blackberry.
I will dabble with the berry.
Okay. I'm going to get a banana and have some blackberries when you clean them up.
So what would you do first? Are you going to handle the banana first or the berries first?
You had to see it coming.
Both at the same time.
I'm not going to touch the berries.
Do you tend to the berries while you eat the banana or no?
No, I don't think so. You know what? I don't go in with a game plan. I see what looks the ripest and the freshest to me, and that's what I go after.
You're making it worse.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Jay Williams has some nastiness about the Knicks. Want to hear that?
Could someone tell Jay Williams, listen.
You, go ahead, you going to take shots here?
No. He wears very aggressive turtlenecks, okay?
Yes.
Very aggressive turtlenecks.
Yeah, I agree.
This is not the time of year to be wearing turtlenecks.
Well, the only thing I will say to defend Jay.
It's May.
Is that on set, it could be freezing.
Well, it's supposed to be cold, so you don't sweat.
Dave Rothenberg from Rothenberg and DiPierre.
Yeah.
This man's supposed to be a friend. Has
Rothenberg
no idea.
And DiPierre.
Yeah, right.
When was the last time you texted with Jay?
I'll tell you right now. It's been a while.
Yeah. So you're not in that really, closeness with him.
All right, quick Dave Rothenberg from Rothenberg and DiPierre.
All right, quick break. Jay Williams on the other side.
It's been a couple months.
Really?
Yeah. I may actually text him, like, what the hell are we doing
now? Now, here is the issue, and this is going to be awkward. RJ, I have a question for you. Jay's mom passed away not too long ago.
I didn't realize.
Did you text him?
I didn't even realize.
Mm-hmm.
It's bad by me. Did you?
Yeah.
How'd you know that?
I think RJ told me.
Well, he didn't tell me.
Well, maybe that's something and RJ...
I think that's an RJ issue.
You want to see what I texted him?
I don't like that we're using the passing of Jay Williams' mother to prop each other up.
He'll use it.
I'm not propping.
You're propping
yourself. Exactly what you're doing.
You're propping yourself up.
No. April 17th. Weeks ago.
Now you're proving that you're propping yourself up.
No.
You're making yourself out to look like a better
person. What I wrote was really, really considerate, too.
See?
It was really nice. And he said, I appreciate you so much. Thank you, Dave.
Now you're time stamping propping yourself up.
He really is appreciative of you, though.
He's a great guy.
He likes you. And then you go and say things like this.
I'm Jay Williams. Whoa, look at me. I'm Rick. We're athletes. You're not an athlete.
Don't do
that to me.
That was
odd.
That's one of the most disturbing clips you've had.
That's odd.
Yeah. You and then when you kick Max off the show. You're still here.
Listen,
that's one of my favorites.
People annoy me. I get a little crazy. But I don't want you to tell you. But yeah, so maybe before you text them and say, why are you wearing a turtleneck under that jacket, you say, I'm sorry about your mom.
I'm not anti-turtleneck. It's just not the time of year to be wearing turtlenecks.
I understand. His is also, it's
right.
A lot.
It's a lot. You need
a
moil for that thing.
Okay. Let's go to Gino in Albany. Good morning, Gino.
Hey, what's up, Rothenberg? Rick, how you guys doing?
Good. What's going on, buddy?
Nothing much. I just wanted to say I'm coming down and I'm going to hang out with you guys June 1st. I'm going to come over and watch some game. Huge fan. Also want to let Rick know you are definitely the salt and pepper to Rothenberg's steak. I wouldn't say Flavio Young, but, you know, yep. A nice, you know.
I season your meat.
That's definitely the best show in the
Now, hang on a second. You're driving down from Albany for the event. Is that accurate?
Yes, that is correct. It was one of my best friends.
That's beautiful. Are you driving down morning of? Because it starts at 6 o'clock.
We're actually getting a hotel the night before.
Wow, look at these guys.
That's beautiful.
Gino, yeah, I can't wait to meet you. I'm going to give you a hug.
No, honestly, I'm stoked. I actually just found the ESPN app like 2 weeks ago. Changed my life. I listen to you guys literally every day.
That's awesome.
That is terrific. And we're live up in Albany now, right? 6 to 10 every morning?
Yeah, you guys actually were on from 6 to 8, then switched over to the Jay Will Show, but then you guys extended to 6 to 10. But I work, so, you know, I can't listen to the whole show until I found the app.
No, we understand.
Yeah, so we took over Albany.
You got anything sports-wise? You just want to tell us you're excited to meet us on June 1?
Nope. Actually, huge Mets fan. Please give me some hope before I just, you know, go off the deep end.
The hope is that it's very early.
And the National League's not great.
The National League's not great, and I still stand by there's no reason that you can't get into the postseason.
It doesn't feel like it. I mean, it doesn't feel like this team should not be a playoff team.
You're telling me this team shouldn't win 87 games? I'm not saying 95. I'm not saying 101. 87? You're going to get in at 87.
Right, but the concern is, I mean, is the rotation going to get better? I mean, Verlander, yes, he's going to make the rotation better, but, I mean, you've seen Peterson again. He had an amazing opportunity to have a great start, make them reconsider. Like they said, we're putting you in the minors because you got to pitch better. Okay, you want me to pitch better? Here you go. And he didn't do it. I mean, do you trust Carlos Carrasco when he comes back?
No.
Okay, I mean, who knows when Quintana's going to be back? And Scherzer's going to pitch through an injury.
Maybe.
No, he said he's going to bat. I'm not talking about the neck spasms.
Yeah, we'll see.
So tell me, where's it getting better?
I don't know. But it has to. It can't continue like this the whole season.
No, I mean, losing 12 of your last 15.
I'm going to win 74 games. No. I got a buddy every time he's like, I got to lose 90 games. Calm down. Let's just let it play out.
People get nervous.
I understand.
Purple. You spend this much money, you expect better results.
Absolutely you do. I wonder if Steve Cohen is livid.
Has to be livid.
He's not used to like spending money and getting losers.
You've heard stories
losers.
About how he runs his hedge fund. He cannot be pleased with this.
I wouldn't think so. Purple Belt Mike. Good morning, PBM.
Good morning, guys. Shout out to the company. Before I get to my point, Dave, can I get a hug June 1st?
Yeah.
Purple Maybe belt. I can show you guys some chokes. Maybe I can
yes.
show
oh, please choke
an arm
Dave
bar.
Out.
You can get Don in an arm bar or something. You
no,
know?
Purple oh, Belt why, Mike, why, will you choke Dave out?
Why? Why would you? You just said, can I get a hug? I said, of course. And you're like, I'll choke you out? What's the matter with you?
No, what no, if you no. Had a wild I'll show chicken? You how to do it. I'll show you how to.
Oh, so okay. Yeah, no, I'll take that.
Because
the streets in New York City are very dangerous. Right. So if I get attacked, I can put that person to sleep.
Yeah, but because people size you up, and they're like, no problem with this guy.
You say that. People wouldn't want to go at me. I'm not a little guy.
It doesn't matter. Little. I mean, come on. They see you waddling down the street. Are you going to intimidate somebody?
I can hold my own.
Please. Stop.
So if you saw me and like, A little old woman. You'd say, let's go after him?
I would pick you.
You want to tussle?
The little old woman could have mace or something. You have nothing.
You don't know what I
have.
Are
you going to throw blackberries at me?
Yeah,
Who's
I could.
The cat now?
You know, I'll shove unwashed blackberries right in your mouth. Eat these! Make you chew them. Then you go on a wild trip.
a parasite?
An LSD trip. All right, PBM, I'm sorry. Oh, go ahead.
This is why the show is the best, because honestly, I'm going to be a little negative. You know, 2 weeks ago, we were saying how this could be like the best year of New York sports. Islanders, Rangers, Knicks, even the Nets fleeced Dallas. Like, we had the Mets and the Yankees. And now we've just fallen off a cliff. it's frustrating. I mean, I'm watching the Mets. I'm like, how is this team the highest payroll in baseball? This team sucks. Oh, I'm hurting.
Guys, it's not good. I mean, PBM. And I look forward to the hug and the whole chokeout thing and everything like that on June 1. It's not the fact that they've spent so much money and this is the team that they put together is, and it felt kind of awkward to start the season. It feels terrible now.
Yeah, but tell me, I mean, honestly, I mean, tell me the player that you didn't want signed.
Yeah, but it's, I like Nimmo. I like, okay. I mean, Alonso, you're going to sign
you
him.
Like Lindor.
Yeah, no, I like these guys. It's just, it feels like there's holes. You shouldn't spend this much money and have these many holes.
Well, but you also, I mean, you didn't factor in, and maybe you should have, that Verlander would be hurt to start the season, or that Max would look like this, or that Quintana wouldn't start the season. Well, that Carrasco would already be hurt. I mean, that's. I mean, that's these are they're important.
Very
I mean,
important pieces.
You're talking about Carlos Carrasco being your fifth starter.
All right,
and then having McGill and Peterson.
So the Rays, Jeffrey Springs,
yeah,
right?
But don't, was, but
no,
don't
no,
even,
no. You have to do it with
no,
other teams.
But you can't though because the Rays are different. The Rays are further along building their farm system and everything else. He told you what he was trying to do. That's why he's dead. That's why he's spending the amount of money he's spending because
he's not doing it well.
But look at the commitments he's making. These are short-term commitments.
I understand that, but they're short-term commitments should be produced immediately. Shouldn't have to wait on short-term commitments.
Right. He had 101 wins.
Last year they did.
Yeah.
I mean, look at all these guys. Lindor's taking a step back. Marte's taking a huge step back.
Marte hurts you. Marte not being Marte hurts you.
They batted Marte six last night.
Two hits, though.
I understand. Kept that eighth inning alive. But still, it's time. Now's the time.
Yeah, now's the time, especially when you're struggling. I said it. I mean, I'll keep saying it. I mean, Canna right now is not the answer. And they pinch hit for him with Luis Guillorme.
Oh, boy! Oh, boy!
What is it, NFL?
Christmas Day!
Big
no.
news! Jazz hands!
It's not Jets-Giants Christmas Day.
Giants-Eagles Christmas no. Day! Let's go!
Is that all?
That's all I got at the
That's
moment.
All you got right now?
4:30 Christmas Day. The
well,
NFL.
You know why. Because he doesn't celebrate Christmas.
That yeah, works out perfect for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. That's why he's like so excited.
Yeah, that was a lot of yelling.
Sorry. I apologize.
I was expecting
he usually
expecting
goes to.
More.
That's because he usually goes to the Knicks game on Christmas Day, usually.
No, that was before they added football to Christmas
but,
Day.
Yeah, but now you have football.
Right.
Which is
this
your
past Christmas, ESPN was like, we have tickets for you. You want? I was like, no. I don't Knicks.
This football is.
Knicks schmicks. I don't. Yeah.
No. See, but you can't say stuff like that, though.
Why?
Because you're a Knicks fan.
I like the Knicks, but on Christmas. Knicks, Sixers, or Giants, Eagles.
Well,
what am I
going to. Different now. Different now.
4:30. Christmas Day, Giants Eagles.
Bold of the Eagles to tweet a photo of James Bradberry for that matchup.
It's sexy.
Who they got rid of and then they brought back. NFL tweeted this thing out. There's nothing like an NFC East rivalry on Christmas Day.
A bunch of, is that in Philly?
Don't know.
Angry Eagles fans dressed up as Santa.
They hate Santa. Oh, I can't wait for that.
You want to go?
Not to Philly.
Yeah, you should go to Philly with the Lawrence Taylor jersey on and see what happens.
They decapitate me.
Well, no, I mean, if PBM teaches you some chokeholds.
How many
Eagle
fans...
I'd have to take out the whole stadium.
Wait, how many Eagle fans could you take down before they finally got you?
I don't know. Probably not many. They're crazy.
How many men do you think you could take down?
How many what?
How many men with your bare hand?
You could take out one or two.
I mean, I think I'd take RJ out with my bare hands.
Oh, boy.
Maybe
I think you underestimate. Have you felt RJ's body?
I think RJ lifted Rick, no problem.
No, like easy. RJ is feisty.
RJ is play 80 pounds less than me and 9 inches smaller than
he's
me.
He's like a Wolverine.
Okay.
9 inches.
He'll he'll attach himself to your face.
Where do you get these numbers from?
He's an anemone.
Like a barnacle.
Where do you get these numbers from?
What do you mean?
You're just way overestimating.
I'm a 5'11", RJ.
It's not 9.
I think
RJ's
you used to be 5'2".
You have him listed at 5'2"?
Oh, I guess that the math plays out that
way.
That's
you want to give a, RJ, you still want to give a 7.5 for Stump Rothenberg today?
No.
How about the bananas, the blackberries?
Tell you what,
high quality fruit.
Haven't tried them.
Yep.
As of now, you're down to 5.5 for.
Oh God! All right. You know what? I'll be doing on Christmas Day watching the Giants beat the Eagles.
We know you just yelled uncontrollably.
Sorry,
you're down to an excited Raymond.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.